minding my own business, travelling through on a nice sunny afternoon through West Essex, through Paslow Common, I came across this rather interesting garage and an old lorry with trees growing through it. And we come across...
Laurie Pevitt.
And how long have you been here, Laurie?
About 48 years.
You must have seen some very interesting sights then.
From solid tyres, oil lamps, to the modern motor car. He put the modern driver in, he couldn't get out of the yard. I think I could mention something that you probably never heard of. Cubitt.
Well, yeah.
The first car I ever drove was a Maxwell.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't belong to the man with side all of millions. Anyhow, I had a Clino, which is an old one, Calcott, a Fiat, an old Fiat 1015, Morris Cowley, which Oyster I've got now, two-seater, and a BSA three-wheeler.
Really? Was this always a garage here?
No, this used to be the wheelwright's shop for Jericho Priory in Blackmore, where Henry VIII used to visit. You've heard that people say gone to Jericho, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, that originated from this area. Because Jericho Priory is down there and Henry VIII used to come down there. And if you look along the road here, you'll see King Street. And there's King's Reading, where he used to have a reading room. King's Riding, I suppose, where he used to ride his horses, if he was horses.
So there's a lot of history here, Laurie.
There's a lot of history here.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
84.
And you
born
still,
1911.
And you still enjoy it here, do you?
Yeah, well, I amuse myself, don't I?
Now, today, is it still an active garage? I mean, how do you service and repair cars now?
Oh, whatever comes in. It doesn't make much difference. We do welding and all sorts of things.
What about the sophisticated cars these days with management systems and computers?
Well, we get away with it somehow.
Oh, but how, Laurie?
Ah, that's years of experience, isn't it? I can walk round the back and tell you whether the car's rich or weak.
I mean, 50 years is a long time to work in the motor industry, Laurie, isn't it?
Yes, I remember one instance we had an old big AC. It was carred in sugar beet. And one Sunday they phoned up for me, would I go out? It was a high roading. When I got that chap, says it blew up. He says, I said, what are you talking about? He says, it blew up. He said, it went off with a bang and all flames, all blue smoke come up in the cab. He says, I'm not going to drive it again. I said, well, you drive mine, I'll try it. I got up the road a little further, a hell of a bang, and blue smoke came up. And what he'd done, he'd had a block carburetor jet, and to get it to go to work, he'd put a bit of rag in the carburetor, so he was sucking all petrol in. He got a sump full of petrol, and it blew up.
Over the 50 years, Laurie, you've seen cars get more sophisticated and obviously more improved, as they say, but you must have a favourite era of when you reckon the car was the best it was, from your point of view.
Well, I've still got the best car that I've ever
have
had.
Have you really?
I've got a Jaguar XK 140.
What age is that car, then?
55.
And you reckon that was the sort of era when cars were cars,
yeah, did? Yeah, so when they were motor cars.
What do you think of modern-day cars now?
Tin boxes.
You don't like them?
Well, you want to start now, to start with. What, you've got locked doors and you get a flat battery. What's going to happen? Windows?
So you think...
There's too much on the electrics now. Much too much.
Yeah, you think it should be back to basics a bit more?
Yes, I do. It's simpler they are, the easier it is to repair, and the cheaper it is to repair. Roll along.